Hello, everyone. Back for podcast number 3. Wanted to say thank you for all the feedback and everyone that's been listening. I really appreciate all of the time you've taken to send me notes and messages. And when I've seen you in person, talk to me about some of the things that you've enjoyed about listening to the podcast. I wanted to start with something that's come up over the weekend, just in getting feedback from really close friends and family. And one of the things that they talked about was the fact that they could sense that I was, holding back a little bit with some of my, you know, stories and things that I was talking about. And I realized that in the process of doing this, I have really been worried about coming across like a bit of a know-it-all. That's something that I have a real, phobia about. I don't want to come across like I'm lecturing or that I'm telling everyone that I know how things work in the world, big wide world. All I want to do is really share my opinion and my experiences, and particularly in the areas where I think I now have some expertise. I'm definitely not someone that knows a lot about a lot of things, but I do know a little about a lot of things, and that's something that I think has helped me with a lot of areas in my life, and particularly in helping some of my friendships. I feel like sometimes when things are going on, getting that outside perspective and outside view of the situation that you're in can really, really show you where other people are coming from or why things may be occurring in your life over and over again without you really even being able to reflect, you know, on it personally until someone does help you see things through a different set of eyes. And that's one thing that I've always prided myself in. And some of my friends have not really appreciated that at all times. But it's something that I've always tried to be quite logical and honest and sort of try to put myself in someone else's shoes. So I guess the start of this is really just to say this podcast isn't about saying I know it all and I want to share everything I know. That's definitely not it. What it is it's a forum for me to share what I think I can and add value and possibly even help people see things through someone else's eyes. Some examples of that are, my last weekend. So I've had a really busy social weekend, which has been amazing, and got to see a lot of really good friends and celebrate and a lot of those things. So I wanted to reflect on some of that. So on Saturday night, a very close friend of mine organised a ladies' catch-up, and we used to call it the school holiday catch-up because what we would do is basically every school holidays we would try and organise a dinner for the mums that we, you know, liked to catch up with, and we would all invite an extra friend or two to, you know, join the group occasionally. And it became, something I really looked forward to because it was people that I saw regularly, but also people that I didn't get to see regularly. And it was just a chance to catch up on the kids and families and careers and all of that kind of stuff. So it was always an enjoyable evening. Some school holidays we'd miss out just because of scheduling and because of holidays and things like that. But generally, it was something that we did at least 3 or 4 times a year. So we actually organised a movie night earlier in the month, and it just became quite difficult because the movie we were planning on seeing had already stopped running, obviously due to its very high demand and popularity. But it was more just a reason to go out. And so that then turned into dinner plans. And we went out on Saturday night. Went out to the Docklands, which was beautiful, had beautiful weather and a really, really lovely environment and view to be at. But I guess the most important thing was the company. So there were 15 of us. And as I said, there's some of the core group that we used to meet regularly, and everyone sort of added a person or two, and it ended up being quite a large group. And it was just a fantastic opportunity to actually sit down with other mums who are, you know, in very, very similar age bracket, similar situations in terms of, you know, kids either at school or finishing school or traveling, or, you know, there were people there with adult children, people there with babies. So it was a really nice opportunity just to hear where everyone was at and what everyone was doing. One of the things for me, I guess, that was important throughout the night was, you know, really to catch up with everyone, you know, even if with some it was a little longer than others. It was just nice to actually say hello and have a bit of a chat, all of those kinds of things. We also had, you know, some chats about careers and about businesses and business opportunities and things that are going on. So it's a really nice way to learn, and, you know, maybe even open up your mind to other opportunities. But I guess the main thing for me was the fact that it gave me an opportunity to work on those friendships. And I guess that's where, you know, I reflected on what it takes to be a friend and what it takes to have friendships. And, you know, giving up your Saturday night, you know, which is normally an evening to go out with your family or visit someone or be visited, etc., to actually take that time out on our own and go out and have dinner was lovely. But it also shows that, you know, in order for you to be able to maintain and develop friendships to a level that, you know, they really deserve, you have to actually also, you know, compromise and maybe sometimes, you know, maybe step out of your comfort zone a little bit, you know, make plans that aren't always suitable for everyone, but, you know, reality is they're suitable for you. Everyone, you know, always says, you know, when are you going to start putting yourself first and when are you going to start thinking about yourself? And honestly, like stuff like that, going out, having a chat, having a laugh, I honestly felt like I'd had a therapy session by the end of the evening, and I came away feeling much lighter and much happier. One of my friends that was actually there that night, as we were walking back to our car, she actually told us a story of the last time she went to a girly catch-up, and basically the group that she went with was a little obsessed with handbags and, you know, basically material things, you know, how much they paid for things, what they had, and, you know, she felt a little bit self-conscious and hid her little pouch under the table. But she was actually quite impressed at the fact that, you know, in such a big group of women, there was none of that. You know, we were all there for the same reason, and that was, I guess, to help each other grow and to be supports for each other, not to put each other down or compare notes or, you know, like try and better ourselves. Or, and I don't mean that in an intellectual way, I mean that in a material way, by, you know, saying, oh, I've got this, or I'm going here, or I'm doing this. It was a really, really down to earth group of women, and it was just a lovely night and just a really relaxing night where there was no pressure. You know, it didn't matter how you came dressed or whether you just had your hair done or your makeup done. We all just accept each other for how we are, and that's something that, again, you know, I think that's priceless. Being able to be, you know, in a group and feel accepted and feel like you're not being judged about the extra kilos you've put on or about the haircut you just got that you're not happy with, or, you know, the fact that you've only, you know, basically just come in your work gear straight after work. I mean, they're all the things that make friendships grow and develop, because you really get to see people for who they are. And it's not just about, you know, what they have, where they go, or who they've got as friends. And, you know, I'm realizing that more and more, that when I do hear people that are so obsessed with, you know, basically, you know, putting tickets on themselves and what they have, it really doesn't interest me. I mean, it doesn't, it's great to have amazing things and it's great to go to amazing places, and you know, but there's a way to share that, and there's a way to which, you know, again, as I'm getting older, I'm realizing I want to be around people who have that similar mindset to myself, and it is more about developing friendships and developing long-term you know, relationships with your kids, with your family, with your friends. And they are all things that are really important to me. And the fact that it coincided very closely with International Women's Day was amazing, because I think it was just a sign for us as well that we're doing the right things for us, and, you know, mental health and keeping people around you that are positive and that, you know, support you no matter what you're doing or what stage you're at. And, you know, some of the feedback I got about the podcast was great and funny, you know, because a lot of them know me quite intimately. So some of them told me that they'd already heard my stories before, which is great. Others said that they learned some things about me which they didn't know, which I also thought was interesting and funny. And it was a real eye-opener for me that what people are enjoying at this stage is the fact that this is a really natural conversation. It's not, I guess, a topic board where I just, you know, run through from topic to topic and answer questions. It's really just a free-flowing podcast about where I'm at the moment. So in light of that, I haven't heard back from my interview. The job actually closed on Sunday, and I did follow up this morning with an email to the HR person just asking if there had been any progress. But I'm sensing that, seeing as I hadn't heard anything back yet, it's probably not going to be as positive as I thought initially, which is fine. It was a really good interview, and I did also get a lot of confidence out of having that conversation with someone who is in that resourcing area. And, you know, they gave me really good feedback about my resume and about myself and the way I presented myself, at least on the phone. So I feel like I am a little bit more prepared, I guess, for the next interview. And I did spend an hour or two today going through the current job boards and having a look, and I really did struggle. Normally when I look at the job boards, there's at least five or six jobs there that I feel quite closely aligned to and that I can apply for. Whereas today, after an hour or two, I probably saved one job, and that one was probably not something that I would really, you know, I think I don't know that I would enjoy it longer term. It would probably more of a short-term solution. So I'm not sure how I feel about that at this stage. I'm going to just think about that today and maybe tonight have a look at it again and apply if it feels right. In saying that, another friend of mine who listened to the podcast actually contacted me about a position that's becoming available due to maternity leave at her work, and asked that I send her my resume if I was interested, and said she would pass it on for me. So that was really nice, and it was a really lovely contact too, because it's someone that, you know, I've had. She's been in my life over many years, I'd say from my childhood, and she was always someone that made me laugh and was always very positive. And she's now moving into a new stage in her life, and I thought it was lovely that she reached out to me and contacted me, because, you know, I think in life sometimes when we reach out to people, it does sort of show that you've left, you know, a good impression or a nice feeling for someone, because obviously no one wants to put themselves out there for people that, you know, they're not sure of. So that was lovely. I really appreciated the fact that she reached out to me. Another thing that I did on the weekend was I went to a 40th birthday party. So I have a friend who turned 40 before me, because I'm 40 in November, of course, as we all know. So she's someone that I've known for about 20 years now. We were calculating at the party, actually. And someone that, you know, again, being at her party and just watching her with her guests, her family, her friends, she's definitely the hostess with the mostest. Like, she was just mingling, you know, showing everyone the love, making sure everyone felt included and everyone was comfortable, and she catered for the kids and the oldies and, you know, the youngies like me, of course. And, you know, it was just such a lovely night, just very relaxing. And I think when the host is very relaxed and enjoying her night or their night, then it really does help you just enjoy your night and have a good time. And, you know, it was one of those, she's one of those friends that, because I have known her for so long and gone to many of her functions over the years, I've actually gotten to know the family and a lot of her really close friends. So it was a nice time to catch up with people that I wouldn't normally see or don't really have much to do with outside of her functions, etc. But it was also just lovely to hear how everyone had something beautiful to say about her and about, you know, when you go to someone's party and everyone's there for the right reasons, you can tell. I mean, you can feel it. And everyone was just talking so positively about her and about the choices that she's been making and all the things that she's been doing with her life and all of that. So it was a really, really nice evening and gave me some ideas for my 40th party as well. So I'm just going to add them to my list that I started last week with all the invite list and I guess some of the party ideas. It was also a little bit of a, I guess, a eye-opener for me, because she's a friend who I always thought of her as, you know, my little young punk friend because as we know, I turned 40 the first time a few years ago and again as last year, and I know the joke's getting a bit old, but now that she's caught up, you know, and I can see again what 40 looks like these days. So 40 is so different, I think, to what it used to be, but also to what we expect. So, you know, you look at someone who's 40 now and they can be in any sort of stage of their life. They could have adult children, they can have babies, they can be in the midst of their career or just starting out again, you know, deciding on a new path and trying something different. So again, it was an opportunity and an eye-opener for me just to have a look around and see again what 40 looks like these days. And 40 can be so many things and is like a new, I think it's like a new start. I feel like you can leave some of the baggage behind and start working on the rest of your life, which is nice, because I think some of the baggage brings us down and really stops us from moving forward and you know, like dreaming, I guess. You know, you become a bit of a realist and realize there are some things that are just not going to happen in this lifetime. But that's okay, because it just means that your dreams change and the aspirations you have for yourself and your family and your friends and all of that, they change too. So I had a really, really great weekend and then spent yesterday with my mum, which is always interesting and funny. My mum is obviously like from Bosnia. I mentioned that in, I think, my first podcast, migrated here in the late 60s, early 70s, and had both my brother and myself here, obviously with no family. It was my mum and my dad who passed last year, and my brother and myself. And obviously, because of the fact that there was no family here, friendships became, you know, part of your family. And so my mum's best friend was like an auntie to me, and, you know, my dad's best mate was like one of my uncles, and all of those things. So over the years, they've been there for everything, including weddings and children and celebrations. And so yesterday I went to visit mum, and we were just going to hang out for the day because my sons and husband had gone motorbike riding for the day. And when I got there, mum had already been cooking for hours and had been making some traditional Bosnian pitas, which are like pastries filled with potatoes and meat and cheese and spinach. And there was just an amazing amount of food there. And she was basically planning on sending lots of food home with myself and my brother for the day. And it was her way of, I guess, when she's feeling well, she loves to feed everyone and make everyone feel loved in that way. So it's one of the things that I've realized as I've gotten older, that not all mums or, you know, all parents say that they love you all the time, like I do, because I say it about 100 times a day. Some parents, you know, show their love in lots of different ways. And for my mum, it's definitely with food. And as same with her best friend. So, you know, they definitely think alike when it comes to that. So we invited her best friend over as well for the day, and we spent the day together just eating and chit-chatting and going over, you know, I'm also their technology expert. So mum gets all of our hand-me-down mobile phones, and I recently bought her a little tablet so that she can look at Facebook, and she does some Viber calling with her overseas nieces and her sister and all of that. So it's I'm the tech guru. So whenever I'm around, the mobile phones come out, and they're asking me for shortcuts to things, or why does this keep doing this, or I'm stuck here, I don't know how to get out of this, and all of that. So it's always a bit of a tech expo while I'm there. I love doing it. I'm a tech head anyway, so that's something that doesn't bother me. And I do love teaching them things. I think it's really cute to see my 78-year-old mother on Facebook occasionally inappropriately posting things, like a toilet she was planning on buying. But other than that, generally she's uses it just to keep up with, you know, what's going on overseas, all of her nieces, nephews, the grandchildren, the kids. I mean, you know, she informs me of what's going on, and it's actually really, really cute. And the same with her best friend. She's really into it. They have all of their contacts, you know, at their beck and call. So basically they're able to, you know, keep abreast of what's going on so far away on the other side of the world, but also here. You know, a friend of mine, her little sister got married recently, and my mum's best friend was really eager to see her wedding photos. She was like, I want to see how beautiful she was looking. I'm sure she looked gorgeous. And so I was able to pull up a photo for her and show her what she looked like on her wedding day. And it was just a beautiful way to keep on top of, you know, everything that's going on in our world, I guess. And really feel included, even when they physically are not able to be somewhere. Because I think what I'm finding now, particularly with mum, is that when she's not feeling, well physically, she doesn't really want to be very social, or doesn't feel able to be able to go somewhere or drive somewhere, or even when I offer to take her somewhere, I think it all feels a bit much. But by keeping her sort of locked in on the social media and with Viber and WhatsApp and all the different apps that she has for communication, it really just stops her from being isolated. So the fact that she's learned how to use all of these things, and, you know, initially it was a struggle. I literally had to write step-by-step instructions, and watching her navigate and use a touch screen was just hilarious. But she got the hang of it. And, you know, at one stage, the phone that she had prior to this phone that we've handed over to her, you know, she was even able to write SMS messages and send photos and all of those things. So even when traveling abroad, it was always a great way for us to keep in touch because of the time difference. So, you know, during the day, I'd take snapshots of the kids going to school or going to soccer or at a party, and I'd just send them to her. And overnight, you know, she'd send me back something to me. And in the morning, I'd get up and find, you know, a photo of something she'd cooked or someone that had come to visit or whatever. So, you know, being around their energy and watching them still willing to pick up, you know, something which is quite complex and learn it and use it and love it. I mean, I think it's amazing. And I hope that I'm like that, you know, when I'm in my 70s. I would love to be, keep abreast of everything that's going on. And I find now, even with the fact that I'm using different apps, I guess, to what my kids are using. So when I'm doing something and my kids will say, oh, have you seen this or have you seen that? And I'm not using that app at the moment, or I've never seen that app. It is interesting for me to actually see what the young people are looking at, because I have heard that Facebook is like an old people's app. So I guess I'm part of the old people clan then. Although I do have an Instagram account too, which I do find fun looking at Instagram and all the photos and the places people visit and all of that. I mean, it's amazing. It is a way to keep, a real insight onto what's going on, socially at least. I don't use it for, I guess, news information or, technical information. But again, when you're feeling a little bit socially restrained, having that as an outlet and having that as a way to keep in touch with what's going on is amazing. And I can see what benefit it gives my mum, as an example, and her best friend. And I had a funny incident with them last week. So my mum's best friend had made a cheesecake and wanted me and my mum to come over to try it because she was really impressed with how it had turned out. So she went into Viber and opened up a group chat and called me from it, not realizing that when you call from a group chat, it actually calls everybody in the group. So then myself and my mum both answered at the same time. Now, she heard me answer, but she didn't hear my mum answer. So my mum was in the background and I could hear my mum saying, hello, hello, but she couldn't hear my mum. So she was saying, I've made a cheesecake, please come over if you've got time and can you let your mum know? And I said, oh, actually, you've actually called me and mum. And she said, what? How did I do that? And I said, well, you went into the group chat and then by calling from there, you actually called both of us. And she said, no, I didn't. I just called you. And I said, no, mum's on the line. I can hear her in the background. And mum's in the background going, hello, hello, I'm here. And she said, well, anyway, if you've got time, can you come over? And I said, I've got an appointment, but I'll pop in after that. And she said, can you please let your mum know? And I said, that's fine. I can let mum know, but she already knows because she's on the line. And she said, I don't understand what you're saying. And I said, she can actually hear you if you just listen carefully, because mum's line, for some reason, she was really faint in the background. And mum's still in the back going, hello, I'm here, I'm here. And my mum's best friend, she couldn't comprehend that she was actually on the same line. So she said, okay, that's fine, whatever. I'll see you later. And please make sure you tell your mum. So I just laughed it off and said, no problems, got off the phone and then rang mum back and said, you heard that? She's like, I did. So it was really funny because just again, the fact that they have access to all this technology at their fingertips, sometimes they do make little errors. And as I said, mum posting, a few things on Facebook. I think once she took a photo of the medications she was taking. So when she went to the doctors and he asked her, she actually had a photo of them, but she actually posted that photo on Facebook. So then I had all these, phone calls and messages from close friends of mine saying, your mum's posting photos of tablets on Facebook, etc. So then I had to, luckily I've got all her login details because I set it up obviously. So I just went on and deleted them and just said to her, mum, you've been posting photos. She's like, I don't even know how to do that. I said, obviously you do. So it's been a really interesting and funny experience just watching them navigate this new technology world. And, another funny incident was when we were visiting my mum's friend about a month or two ago. She actually said to me, I've just bought myself a TV for my room and I really would love for you to set up YouTube for me because it's a smart TV. And I said, yeah, that's no problem. I'll put on a shortcut for you and we'll install the app. And then all you need to do when you sit there is, go onto the app and search whatever you want. And lo and behold, next time I saw her, she was amazed. She said, I lie in bed. I go to bed early. I lie in bed. and I search up all these different things that interests me in Bosnian. So I can sit there and I can watch, you know, series, I can listen to music, I can do whatever I want. It's right at my fingertips. So it's just amazing how open they are to learning and trying new things. And obviously it's, you know, improving their quality of life. They're actually able to, you know, watch, a lot of them watch, you know, programs from overseas where, you know, there's information about things going on in their home countries or their hometowns, and they really enjoy that. It keeps them, I guess it keeps them feeling like they've got that touch back into home, you know, and where they're from. So I guess one of the things that I've learnt, I guess, from, you know, hanging out with my 70-something-year-old friends, mum and her bestie, is that, you know, you're never too old to learn something new as long as you're open to it. And one of the pieces of feedback that I got from a friend, a really close friend of mine this weekend, was the fact that she thought I was really good at, you know, training, I guess, or teaching people things. And when she said it, it really did resonate with me. I said, yeah, I do actually really enjoy, you know, that step-by-step exposing people to something new and watching them actually absorb and learn and walk away feeling like they've actually got some new information and something that they can use in their daily life. So when she said that, I did actually think, oh, well, the next time I'm doing my job searches, I would look also at some jobs in that field or that arena, somewhere where I can use some of the skills, you know, related to learning and teaching and, you know, coaching, I guess, because I do really enjoy that. And, you know, some of the feedback I have received is that that's something, one of my strengths, I guess. So I'm happy to sort of delve into that a little bit and see where that takes me. So another podcast down, I think that's enough for today. I'm trying to keep them at about the half an hour mark because I know a lot of people are listening to them in their travels. So I will aim to do another one at the end of the week. And I've got parent-teacher interviews with my high school child's teachers this week. So that should be interesting. They're just getting to meet him and form an opinion about him. So I'll be interested to see what comes out of that. And the rest of the week I'll be doing some more job hunting, hopefully another interview. We'll see about that. And hopefully you'll tune in for podcast number 4 later in the week. Really appreciate you listening again, and I hope that you've enjoyed today's podcast.